The White House says a French plan to extend UN weapons inspections in Iraq would only help Saddam Hussein avoid real disarmament. White House National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says the French, German, and Russian plan to continue inspections would help the Iraqi leader further divide the Security Council and hide illegal weapons.
Offering more time at this point really only plays into Saddam's hands.
In an interview with VOA, Ms. Rice said she's not questioning the motives of the countries backing more inspections, but believes their plan would only help the Iraqi leader continue to defy more than a decade of UN resolutions demanding that he disarm.
To say that there needs to be more time now or more inspections is simply going to get us back into the same kind of game that we've been in with Saddam Hussein for that 12 years. He has successfully held off disarmament. He has successfully split the council.
Ms. Rice says the Security Council should not allow itself to be split over Iraq and should instead come together behind a new U.S., British, and Spanish-backed resolution declaring Iraq in violation of UN demands and warning of serious consequences if it fails to comply.
It's extremely important that the world stand with one voice, say to Saddam Hussein, you were given a final opportunity to disarm. And it is time to do that or to face the consequences.
France and Germany say there's no need for a new UN resolution and that the Security Council's priority should be disarming Iraq peacefully. Iraq says it has no illegal weapons and believes President Bush is determined to attack the country regardless of what the Security Council decides. Ms. Rice says the Bush administration is always hopeful that Iraq will disarm, but at this point, she says it's hard to imagine that Saddam Hussein will comply. Instead, she expects the Iraqi leader will return to what she calls game playing to keep the inspection process going and avoid giving up suspected stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons.
He'll start trying to show a little bit of cooperation, a little bit of progress. Perhaps he'll bring out this weapon that he destroys or that weapon that he destroys. Because now that he's under tremendous pressure, he has a lot of incentive to, again, get back into this game. But the world should not be fooled. We need total and complete disarmament.
Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix has given Iraq until Saturday to begin destroying missiles whose range exceeds UN limits. He says Iraq has shown new signs of substantive cooperation in recent days, including documents concerning the disposal of some banned weapons in 1991. Mr. Blix described the new disclosures as positive and said they'd have to be followed up further. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.